It's in the green room watching Pelosi, that goofball, talking about the sit-in and trying to do some more headline grabbing. Remember, guys, said this in the beginning. While this goes on, nobody is talking about Trump's speech. No one's talking about Trump's speech. Nobody's talking about the smackdown. I mean, you want to talk about the people's elbow? Whew. Man, Trump gave Hillary Clinton like three people's elbows in a row. And then he gave her a rock bottom. Boom. It's huge. So as long as you're seeing Pelosi or Steny Hoyer or any of them talking about what they did and why it wasn't a publicity stunt and why it's so important to them and the fact the Republicans are reckless and they're obstructing a bill that would do nothing. Remember that. Always remember. What the Democrats are proposing would not have stopped. And for that matter, what the Republicans are proposing wouldn't have stopped what happened in Orlando. At the end of the day, the Obama administration and the FBI, Omar Mateen off the no-fly list. So you can have the no-fly list say, if you're on it, you can't buy a gun. Forget due process. Forget any of that. Remember, guys, the no-fly list, the terrorist list, all these lists. Remember, they don't just have terrorists on these lists. They've made mistakes and they've accidentally put people that shouldn't be on the list on the list. I mean, it's basically just a list of people that shouldn't have a gun. You can put anybody on that list. So it's not like we're talking about a specific, these are the Middle Eastern, bad guys. And if you see them, it's just a giant list. And they put whoever they want on that list. And then you can get off the list. Then you can get back on the list. So Omar Mateen was on the list, but then he was off the list. There was no active investigation going on Omar Mateen. Because remember, regardless of what the lists say, you can buy a gun, you can't buy a gun, you can fly, you can't fly. If there's an active investigation going on and you go and try to get a gun, that's going to get pinged back to the FBI and they're going to go, whoa, what's going on here? So at the end of the day, this Omar Mateen was on no lists. There was no investigation going on. He was cleared. Not once, not twice, but three times. He was cleared. I mean, when they investigated him the first time, he should have gone into the FBI database, no different than a gangster goes on there. The FBI should have notified Orlando police, should have notified detectives. No different than when a chomo moves into your damn neighborhood and everybody knows where the chomo lives. Chomo, for those of you who don't know, it's child molester. Guy should have been under surveillance. And I'm not talking about 24-hour, 7 days a week stakeout. But the drive-by, the where's the person working? The chomo surveillance. The chomo surveillance. So all these bills, all these lists, don't mean squat and don't do squat. If somebody's not being investigated, the Obama administration failed us. The FBI failed us. The Attorney General failed us. Remember, this is the Attorney General that says in order to fight terrorism, all you need is love. Remember, that's what she said. Love. Need love. Love will conquer. Love will win. Love will beat the terrorists. So Loretta Lynch said. All these shootings, the terrorist ones and the non-terrorist ones, not one of these shootings occurred where the person bought the guns at a gun show using the gun show loophole. Didn't happen. Not one of these shootings, terrorist or non-terrorist, happened because the person was under investigation, he was on lists, and he purchased firearms. I mean, all the things that the Democrats say happen or will happen because of this legislation not going through and this loophole and so forth and so on hasn't happened. Every one of these attacks, terrorist or no terrorist, the person who bought the gun did so legally. They followed the rule of law. I mean, San Bernardino, they followed the rule of law. So again, it's just this rouge. Our government, this administration, has failed us. And they continue to fail us. They never take responsibility for the failures. But they have no problem. They have no problem taking credit. They have no problem. They have no problem. But failures? Ho, ho, ho. It's because of Republicans. It's because of the gun show loophole. It's just endless. The excuses are endless. They're endless. Oh, man. Nancy Pelosi. Today, it's going on now almost 2 days where no one's talking about Hillary Clinton and the smackdown that Trump laid on her. The media and the Dems pulled it off again. They pulled it off again.